Title: The Professional Services Firm as Foreign Agent, Notable FARA Advisory Opinions. Content: The U.S. Department of Justice has released a series notable advisory opinions outlining how some typical activities of law firms, consultants, and corporate legal departments may require registration under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA. Some of the more interesting opinions are summarized here. 1. Re. Banking Sustainability, 2018, a foreign state-owned bank hired a U.S. law firm to provide legal advice. A separate consulting firm would provide the following services to the U.S. law firm in its rendering of services to the foreign state bank: assessment of foreign state bank's cybersecurity programs and policies, limited outreach to U.S. banks, financial institutions, and federal regulatory agencies, including Federal Reserve Board and Comptroller of the Currency, regarding strategic advice but no advocacy, direct outreach to U.S. financial institutions and federal agencies to familiarize them with foreign state banks' programs but no efforts to influence U.S. government policy. Despite the consulting firm's statement that its services would be non-political and done without intent to influence U.S. foreign policy, the DOJ concluded as follows: the consulting firm's appearances before the Federal Reserve Board and Comptroller constituted activities covered by FARA, the U.S. private and non-political activities exemption was not applicable. The consulting firm was required to register with FARA Unit 2, Re. Legal Exemption, 2019, a U.S. organization's legal department was retained by a foreign government to act as counsel in a civil litigation. The legal department's activities would directly support the litigation, and the U.S. organization took the position that its activities fell within FARA's legal exemption. The DOJ agreed that the legal department's in-court representation of the foreign government fell within the legal exemption. The DOJ concluded that public relations activities the legal department planned to undertake in connection with litigation, e.g., provide factual responses to media inquiries, issue press releases, engage in press conferences, did not fall within the legal exemption. 3. Re. Sovereign Wealth Fund, 2019, a U.S. strategic consulting firm was to be engaged by a foreign corporation with commercial investments in U.S. companies. The proposed engagement would involve the U.S. firm advising the foreign corporation on investment strategies. Engagement might have involved U.S. firm contacting U.S. officials to gather information about the position of U.S. government on potential cross-border investments or transactions. The foreign corporation was incorporated to manage assets held by the foreign government, which may use the foreign corporation's funds and spend up to 50% of foreign corporation's expected long-term returns. The DOJ concluded as follows: in representing the interests of the foreign corporation before a U.S. agency or official, the U.S. firm would be representing the interests of the foreign government because the interests of the foreign corporation and foreign government are inextricably linked. The proposed actions did not fall within the private and non-political activities exemption because the actions were not truly private due to the inextricably linked interests of the foreign corporation and the foreign government. The engagement of the U.S. consulting firm would improve the standing of foreign corporation in eyes of U.S. officials. The benefit to foreign corporation, and by extension foreign government, was evinced by the foreign corporation's engagement of firm to conduct this outreach. Consulting firm was required to register. Main takeaways: narrow construction of private and non-political activities exemption. The DOJ's conclusion in the Sovereign Wealth Fund opinion states that actions in furtherance of a foreign corporation's commercial interests require registration in cases where those activities are inextricably linked with the interests of the foreign government. The Banking Sustainability opinion comes to a similar conclusion. Clearly, in DOJ's opinion, activities on behalf of a foreign corporation that are not explicitly affiliated with a foreign government may nonetheless require registration under FARA. These DOJ opinions suggest that U.S. firms representing foreign commercial entities should take the step of considering whether there are any connections